8 minutes after. I think maybe the reason I cry some nights inexplicably. Sometimes I'll be out having cocktails and I'll just go. I think it's because of Estelle. She left a mark indelibly on my heart. When I finally shuffle off this mortal coil, the doctor that performs the autopsy, when he holds my heart and he sees the scars, he will say, my God, here is a man who has suffered greatly. For I bear the pain for which there is no anesthesia. Lord knows we tried. We went to a marriage counselor. I nearly slapped her false teeth right out in the guy's office there. He finally said, you know, you need something in common. You have nothing in common. You go to work, she goes to work, you come back, you have nothing in common. Why don't you get something in common? I said, all right. He said, something you can do together that involves some conversation. Why don't you get a hobby, like a fish tank or something? I said, oh, God, I hate fish tanks. Guppies. And he said, but that's just what you need. You need to talk about the fish, and you really get, some people really get into it. My wife and I have a mess. I said, all right. So sure enough, we got the stinking fish tank, and stinking it was. Oh, God. You know, we got there, and the guy gave us a starter tank. We got in one of these shopping malls, you know, and I got some guppies, and I can't remember what else they were in there. Black speckled cayunes, you know, whatever they were. So we get them in the water there, and man, about 3 days, 4 days later, we're sitting around. I said, you know something, Miss Dill? She said, what? I said, the fish tank is pretty, but it's nasty. She said, you know, why don't you wash that thing? She said, why don't you wash? I said, why don't we wash it? Why are we supposed to do it? So we, sure enough, we drained it, put the fish in the... I mean, I'm hating life here. I hate fish tanks. Put the fish in the... I was tempted to turn on the garbage disposal, you know? I just opened the drain and zoom. But the guy said we had to try it, so we cleaned it. I got out the soft scrub. I mean, that glass was like, put the fish back in there. We sit in the living room. I'm going, I said, Estelle, that thing is nasty. I don't like it. She said, but it's pretty. I said, I know it's pretty. We'd have company or they'd go, I call up the guy at the pet store. I said, buddy, that tank you sold us is nasty. He said, well, are you putting the gravel in the angel's hair in the filter? Are you running the air? I said, I'm running the air in the filter with the gravel and the whole schmear I'm doing here, and I can't stand it. Yeah, I think he sold us a bum tank, you know? So I'd call the guy 3-4 times a week. Sometimes I'd show up. I'd say, what am I doing wrong, you know? You got 15 of them in the store in here. It smells like, you know, the breath of spring, my house, you know? So finally, I got hot. About a week went by. I couldn't stand it. Yeah, we got to that shopping mall. I was with Estelle. I said, you know what, Estelle? I'm going to go in there and I'm going to drag that guy across the counter because he sold us a bum tank. I'm going to grab it. She said, oh, God, I hate when you cause a scene. I just hate it. Let me go in and talk to the man. Please, stay out of here. Please don't go in there. So I lit a camel and I sat out there on the benches outside the store in the mall. All of a sudden, I hear Fiasco breaking loose, glass breaking, Estelle screaming, whacking that guy with her umbrella. I went charging through there. I said, hey, Estelle, what's the matter? Didn't he give you cleaning solution? She said, no. He gave me the name of a good doctor.
Yeah, he's nuts. But you're the one listening to The Grease Man on DC 101.